The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, now that we've put Ebola to bed, boys and girls, we can get on to some other discussion points and topics. I want to be sure, Super Don, that we
have
leave.
To. Can't we just talk about Ebola just some more?
That's it. All we want to do. In fact, you know, I look back at the last few days of shows, and we have to, though. I mean, we couldn't be on, if there were 30 hours of the day, we'd be on 30 hours of the day. We still wouldn't be able to reach, let's say, all the folks that need to be getting this message about what Ebola is not. And I have called it a scam. And people are going to be mad at me for saying it because they're going to go, whoa, people are dying.
People
like, it's just
dying.
Like if you question the cause of AIDS, it's not HIV. Oh, you're a denialist. It's like, no, people are dying. We acknowledge that. But if you listen to what John and I discussed last hour, you begin to see a completely different picture than the virological one they want us to all believe in. It's a cult. It's a death cult. And you can go to your church on Sundays and worship the way you want, but if you're not paying attention the rest of the week, they've got you in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, which is what all of this hype is about, and Ebola, because we talk about the healthy people are going to die. Well, no, they're not, unless you put them in a suit, make them sweat half of their body weight, basically, throw chlorine in there, spray them down with chemicals, make them drink chlorinated water. Who knows what prophylactic drugs or vaccines they've been given. So it doesn't fit the definition of health that we have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right.
It's a different thing. And that's why sometimes, you know, my wife will say, well, you need to explain it a little bit more. Because I know if people are new to the show and they're coming from mainstream media, they're just like, whoa, what planet have I landed on, right? You're saying Ebola is a scam. How is it a scam? There are people dying. They're bleeding from the eyes. Yes, that we don't deny that. The cause, however, is a completely different perspective.
Well,
and of course, it leads you to a completely different conclusion.
If you combine that with connecting the dots on what's going on in the background, where you've got the pharmaceutical companies that just, you know, miraculously just happen to have these drugs and these things that are just waiting in the wings, and all of a sudden there's an Ebola outbreak, and now you've got the FDA saying, okay, we're ready to put this on a fast track. And you got the media hyping this up and getting everybody scared. And you got the World Health Organization that's, you know, that's going, oh, we've got $200 million. Well, let me ask you a question. Where does that money come from the World Health Organization? Where do they get their money from? You know?
Well, yeah, I do. It's coming through the UN. But who is the majority member in terms of funding the United Nations? The United States taxpayer.
Yeah, so, you know, now they're spending all this money, and now all this money is going to go to all of these companies that have all of these things that just happen to be waiting there for this Ebola outbreak.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on. I mean, we've seen this too many times. It's the same thing that happened with the bird flu, the avian flu, the sky is falling, Chicken Little running around screaming and yelling and stuff. What happened? Whole bunch of all this vaccine, you know, and all these things that are being, and, you know, then we find out years later, oh, well, it wasn't what we thought it was. The number of people that died weren't the people we thought. And guess what? The vaccine didn't work.
Didn't work, exactly. But we sold a lot. We sold a lot. And we made big money for our contributors. Not ours here. I mean, we're not getting any big pharma money here. Right. You know, by the way, as I mentioned, the World Health Organization, the FDA going, come on, drug companies, I'm willing to work with you. We'll do experiments on anybody and anything, even kids. They're not going to use silver. They're not going to use other botanicals. And they certainly are not going to embrace scalar energy. Like we had, was it Tom Palladino? Remember?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good guy. Scalar energy. You guys can plug into that at selfhealgo.com. Selfhealgo.com.
Oh, that's just quackery.
Yeah, right. Quackery. Good. We're going to quack all the way to our good health. Okay? And of course, we talk about therapy ducks. Today, we're going to talk about therapy chickens. So stand by
chickens.
For that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, want to say a special thanks to my new friend, Dr. Daniel Newsom, and what he brought last week when we were on Friday. I would encourage you to go back and listen to that show. And even, which dog just barked?
That's Izzy. She's the one that always...
It was Izzy. See, Every time I say something significant, Izzy barks. So I'm really thinking Izzy is a fan of the show and loves it when I bring up good folks here.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah. So here I am talking about...
She wants to get on the show, too.
She wants to be in on that, too. Dr. Newsom and his Super Earth Energy. I'm telling you, I put these products to the test already, and they are powerful. He's got a three-pronged approach with humic acid, fulvic acid, and more. And I urge you to check it out and plug into it. Go back and listen to the archives. We'll have them on again because we only scratched the surface with Dr. Newsom last week. DRNUZUM.com, DRNUZUM.com. They got the Super Earth Energy, which is your baseline, and a couple of other wonderful products that you'll want to plug into there. And they're linked up in the show notes today. You'll see the banner. Just click on it, learn about it. Again, these are the things that will prevent these scary diseases from ever happening to you as the world crumbles around you. Politically, socioeconomically, whatever way you want to say, or biologically, physiologically, pharmaceutically, we should say, more than anything else. The things we talk about here, the products, the energies, they're all for you. Just not only to remind you, but to put in that, beyond that reminder, your ability to tap into that the power to heal is indeed yours. So say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health freedom and healing liberty even possible. Now, there was an article yesterday, I think last night came out about I would call it the economic and political immaturity of the American people, because was the number like 50%, 70 million people or something darn near that are on some form of subsistence government aid of some kind?
It's an astounding number that, you know, without this money that comes from the government, we're looking at nearly 70 million Americans that would basically be starving and in the street right now. I mean, that is just...
That's much more real of a concern to me than Ebola from Africa, without a doubt. Yeah. It's not even a close contest. And yet, what are they doing? The federal government is still locking people up for nonviolent drug offenses, you know, like cannabis, even though the states are starting to reverse order here based on the 10th Amendment, which is great. And now on the federal level, we talk political healing, the kind of why can't we just all get along scenario, which is really disingenuous when you think about it. When people say they want less, they want bipartisan, you know, people working together.
Right.
But every time they say that, they're really not saying anything. It's kind of like a doctor saying, you need to eat better, you need to eat healthy and exercise. It's so generic as to be almost meaningless because anybody could say it. Yet there are two senators right now that are actually doing it. Now, I wonder if they're following the lead of these Liberty kids out there in Los Angeles. They've got these L.A. Republicans. They call it the L.A. Republican Party. And there's a bunch of Liberty kids that are taking over the local party, local libertarians. They're getting seats, the county seats and stuff. And stuff's happening, and they're not fitting into the mold of establishment Republicans or establishment Democrats. And it's hopefully putting the fear of whatever into these political parties. We do not engage in participating in any particular political party. We talk principles, and there are a couple of senators, one Republican, one Democrat, doing that as well right now with this thing called the Redeem Act. And if you're not sure what it is, it's Rand Paul, and is it Cory Booker, Senator Booker?
It is, yes.
Yeah, so let's give a listen to what they're involved with here.
Joining me now for their first ever live TV interview together, Republican Senator Rand Paul and Democratic Senator Cory Booker. Welcome, gentlemen. Are you guys having fun yet here, your first live interview?
We are. We're hoping that you're going to really entertain us and ask us some really tough questions.
Well,
yeah, that was Rand Paul. You can see he's a little facetious there because on MSNBC, every time he goes, they try to kind of corner him into something that will make him unpopular with the 10 listeners or watchers or viewers of MSNBC. It's like,
yeah,
you wonder why they even
funny.
Go there. No one shows up anymore.
But you got to hand it to Rand Paul, though. It doesn't stop him. He keeps
no,
going
on. No, he
doesn't.
He goes right in there. Right in there. And so on MSNBC, they ask him about the Redeem Act. So let's learn about that, because this is an interesting thing that goes beyond political parties. In fact, it probably destroys the establishment on both sides, and it's coming from a Republican, Rand Paul, and a Democrat, Cory Booker.
Let's start with this Redeem Act that you have put forward. It basically reforms background checks, Senator Paul, to make it easier for ex-felons and low-level drug offenders to get jobs. Why is that important?
I think people deserve a second chance. I think a lot of kids growing up make mistakes, and they deserve a second chance. And particularly if you don't want them to go back into the cycle of drugs and crime, you want them to be employed. And so the best way to be employed is not to punish them forever with maybe something they did wrong when they were a kid.
Yeah, think about that. The whole prison complex, private government contracted together to imprison the population. And when it comes to these nonviolent drug offenses, it's heavily weighted against what they call black people and brown people. I don't understand that. It's like you got a little bit more pigment. They give you it's not even accurate. But the reality is those who are, let's say, socioeconomically challenged, and they don't have the wherewithal to defend themselves against these charges that, again, harming no one but maybe themselves, but maybe not in the case of cannabis, maybe healing themselves. But instead of focusing on how wonderful that is, he does ask Cory Booker about the whole, well, employers want to know if you've been on drugs. It's like, dude, if you did something as a teenager, do you really need that on your record 30 years later? Is that relevant? So kudos to Booker for staying strong on this as well. But then they got to go pull out Rand Paul. Oh, we got Rand Paul on MSNBC. Let's make our liberal watchers not like Rand Paul. This is how they do it.
I never was opposed to the Civil Rights Act, and I've been attacked by half a dozen people on your network trying to say that I'm opposed to the Civil Rights Act, and somehow now I've changed. So I'm not really willing to engage with people who are misrepresenting, you know, my viewpoint on this.
Right. I mean,
because I have never been against the Civil Rights Act. I have never said I was against it. So for people to say that, really, they don't want to have an honest discussion about it.
Well, you can count on MSNBC to try and bring Booker and Rand Paul back into the establishment by bringing something nonsensical that has nothing to do with anything, but two guys going, hey, stop these crazy drug laws putting good people away for life. For what? For what, really? All right, we'll be back. We'll talk a little bit more political and economic healing after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Political healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. We already solved the Ebola crisis, the funky scam that is. I don't know where to go with that anymore, but I do like occasionally we do delve into politics here from a principled perspective and realizing that the only power you have is the power to consent or remove your consent. In reality, if you participate in the right-left Hegelian dialectic, you are being played. And they were trying to make that... play continue, because I think to some degree Senators Rand Paul and Cory Booker were kind of ruining the script of Republicans versus Democrats on the Redeem Act and all about decriminalizing sentencing reform, allowing these folks that have been put in prison for nonviolent drug offenses that they aren't totally lost for the rest of their lives. And that's where it was. And, of course, they started picking on Senator Rand Paul because it was in MSNBC to say, hey, you don't like the Civil Rights Act. So finally Rand Paul says he's just had enough.
Right. No, I think the honest discussion is you said that some titles of it, Title II and Title VII, that relate to
the honest discussion of it would be that I never was opposed to the Civil Rights Act. And when your network does 24-hour news telling the truth, then maybe we can get somewhere with the discussion.
Ooh.
You know, that's the thing. I know. It's like, come on. And you know what? The best thing about Ron Paul is that, among many things, that he worked with anybody, completely disagreed on other issues with them, but on one issue they found alignment and they worked very well together. And I think in this regard I'm seeing Rand do what his dad was doing, but yet there are still leftists out there claiming that Ron and Rand are racist or Ron's a racist because something happened in his newsletter. And it's like, come on, man. This is not what this is all about, especially when you look at this kind of act. You either say, oh, he's playing total politics, or he really believes this. And I believe based on who brought him up, he really believes it. Right. So in the next clip here, we got, I can't get Rand Paul on the politics thing, but maybe we can get Booker to say something controversial.
Let me go back to you, Senator Booker. On the politics of this, do you think this is actually easier for you to support than Senator Paul?
Right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I couldn't get Rand to say anything.
We've just had this numbnut you know, attempt to try and trip up Rand Paul on the whole civil rights thing, which is, it's just old news. It's why did they bring that up? Just like you were saying, with Ron Paul, every once in a while, whether he was on CNN or MSNBC, they would always want to bring up the newsletters. What about the newsletters? What about the newsletters?
You know, they didn't even bring it up on Fox, which told you how much he threatened both parties.
That's been
put
to bed. The civil rights thing, been put to bed. So they try and trip him up on that. Doesn't work. So now he goes to Cory Booker and tries to do the whole divisive thing. Well, do you think it's easier for you to support this than Rand Paul? As if to say, because you're a Democrat, therefore you must be a liberal. Don't you care about people in prison more than a conservative Republican?
Right, and what does Booker say here?
Honestly, right now, I don't care about the politics. This is an issue of justice.
It's an issue of justice. I mean, we can all agree on that. I don't care that he's a Democrat. He's saying something
Wait a minute. Yeah. What, you mean you don't want to say something bad about Rand Paul because he's a Republican? Damn
it. Exactly. Now, the question is, what can we learn from this? Well, it's not what you and I, Super Don, will learn from it, but it's what the guy is still probably going to try and do. How do we make this divisive?
It's limited time we have. You're working together here doing a bipartisan approach. Have you learned anything from each other so far, Senator Paul?
You know, I think that when Senator Booker first came here, I thought he would be somebody that would be open to discussion, and I think he's proven to be that, and I think we work in a very collegial way.
Well, all right. So Rand's very nice. They're working in a collegial way. What does Booker say?
Senator Booker? Just if you focus on fixing problems, you're going to find lots of allies, and it's great to find people on different issues across the aisle. It's been a pleasure to work with not just Rand Paul, but as you know, in Washington, so often your teams are working together. This has been a great pleasure, but we've got to get this over the finish line.
So what you now have is the RNC and the DNC imploding from two diametrically opposed, in some ways, people working together collegially. And that's what Ron Paul was doing years before, and they called him a kook. He's anachronistic. And now we're seeing some example of it here. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to solve every problem. I'm not. But it is nice to see that there are living examples going beyond the Hegelian dialectic here to do something good for some folks that are really in need. And this absurd notion that by, you know, we ban a plant and then we put people in prison for using it. Have they hurt anybody? No. Some could argue they're hurting themselves, but if it's cannabis, they may not be hurting themselves. They may actually be benefiting them. They might be curing cancer with it. But it's a prisonable offense and you never recover. You can't vote again. It'll always be on your record, so you'll never get to work. And, of course, destroys the economy of these people who would want to come out and do something good and maybe sends them back into a life that would lead to more prison. But anyway, I wanted to give some kudos to a couple of guys in Washington, D.C. We don't often do that here on the show, so I thought it was a good time to do it. All right, so let's take a break here. We'll see if we can get into some causes of hypertension and dementia, as well as another question of the day related to cervical cancer before we get into therapy chicken. Okay, stick around. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-8255? I don't know.
Who just said that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we know that the sun is actually good for you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not just on this show, but everywhere. It's good for you. Don't be afraid of it, and please don't slather on toxic chemicals that give you cancer to prevent something that will help you to prevent cancer. In fact, wasn't that one of the topics I did with Jerry Doyle just last week, a few days ago?
It was, yes, indeed.
Yeah, in fact, at the RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, there is an audio clip. It was a long one. It was a two-segment one. It's like 20 minutes plus long where Jerry was asking me about the sunshine issue. I think we got into I guess, eating calories. I think that was toward the end. There was something in the middle that we were
Ebola.
Oh, Ebola.
Ebola, yes.
I tried not to, but we did. We talked about that. And, you know, kudos to Jerry Doyle for having me on semi-regularly, because obviously what we speak about is much like when someone like a Rand Paul goes on and kind of busts up the mainstream perspectives on everything and anything. And Jerry invites me on to kind of bust that up when it comes to medical issues, which is kind of cool, health issues. And we appreciate that. He's got a website called epictimes.com. And it looks like we'll be expanding into that soon as well with our audio. In addition to our audio, you can get here live on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. So that's going to be exciting coming up. So the sunshine, good for you. In fact, there's a story here on Natural News that says sun exposure cuts the risk of certain cancers as much as half, by 50%.
Yeah.
And this is very true. But leave it to someone in Texas to take that concept and use it for marketing purposes in ways that, I don't know, maybe you would have predicted, Super. I just had no thought about this.
I think it's awesome. I'm actually going to reach out to this
like
guy
this.
And see if we can get him on, because it takes
Texas cojones.
Yes, to do something like this. There's this guy here. It's called the Neon Sun Tanning Salon. Blake Goldston, and he is actually advertising that indoor tanning prevents skin cancer. And so he's getting people to come to his tanning salon to prevent cancer.
You know, he's like, look, the CDC says it's good. The World Health Organization says it's good. So come here and prevent cancer. Now, I haven't looked into the technology enough to know if indeed it's similar enough without the harmful impact of the electromagnetic field disruption, EMFs, right? So if you do decide to go to this Texas tanning salon called Neon Sun, please bring a bottle of EMF detox from King Bio, all right, to counteract it. Again, I don't know the wavelength issue. I know Dr. Mercola has done some stuff with tanning stuff that he feels is safe and okay for those that live in northern climes in the winter. But I don't know enough to say one way or the other. But I agree with you. It's kind of funny.
The U.S. Surgeon General just came out recently, and this is what you went on Jerry Doyle to talk about, basically saying everybody run and hide from the sun. Okay, you just need to avoid the sun, stand under an umbrella, put on, you know, all the SPF 50,000, and, you know, just the sun is evil, stay away. And this tanning salon owner, he actually is using statistics to his advantage. He's saying here that the U.S. incidence of melanoma has been on the decline, and he quotes from the American Cancer Society, where they say it's significantly less than 0.2%. And the people that tan indoor, you know, I mean, basically that statistic has to apply to them, too. They're part of the general population that this statistic came from. So he's using the American Cancer Society's statistics and saying, look, you know, it's on the decline. It's not that bad. And actually, tanning's good for you. So, yeah, good for him. Right. Why not?
Well, they'll probably make some kind of United Nations tax applicable to such claims.
They've tried. No. They've tried. They've tried to do the tanning salon taxing thing. We've talked about that in the past.
Tax the sun. That's right. Tax the sun. You can't collect the rain. Well, all right. So we know vitamin D, good for you, all the wonderful things, but you want to have enough cholesterol to convert into vitamin D as well. So stop fearing the cholesterol. That's another common theme here. I actually have an old friend from college, actually, from university, contact me recently because she was scared because her doctor said her cholesterol was high. I might have to give her a call after the show to let her know that good news for you, you're going to live longer and you will not have cognitive decline or dementia, which is this story about midlife hypertension being linked to dementia, weirdly enough, because we've covered stories that later in life dementia is not happening in those who have high blood pressure, interestingly enough. But I think the chronic issues in midlife are different than the adaptation in the super elderly. So I'm not going to go greatly into detail, but I will say this. If you want to lower your blood pressure, hydrate more efficiently, go to robertswater.com, get the Echo 7 unit from Paul Barrettero. It will change your life. It'll change your blood pressure. I don't sell it, so I can tell you that. But this is a wonderful, wonderful tool to change the water at your tap and turn it into a super antioxidant scavenger of free radicals as well. Very cool stuff from that. And, of course, the silica that is critical for the suppleness and strength of your vascular system. And that, again, I think it leads us to another audio clip. Do I play it again from last hour? Because we have another question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh, I like it. Superdog, it's great. People are commenting. Superdog, you did it again. It's another question of the day. Hey, Dr. Bell, I wanted to ask your opinion. Okay, so my mother-in-law has cervical cancer. I don't know what stage she's at, but she hasn't done any chemo, radiation, but she is very sick. They also want to give her a poo bag, as her insides aren't doing good either. You know, a poo bag is not a Winnie the Pooh bag. It's not. Yeah. It's a colostomy bag. I think they're wanting to cut out her insides. That's my gathering of what she's talking about when she says poo bag. Polite way of saying it again. So she says, I see a Chinese medicine doctor, and they say they could help her, but it's a long process and can be expensive. Which is okay, fine, but have you heard or seen anybody doing Chinese medicine for cancer before or know what they do to treat it? Well, yeah, I have a number of friends that do Chinese medicine, and yes, I think it's a wonderful method. It's a huge worldwide method of healing. And these botanicals that they use are quite extraordinary in recovering your health. But yeah, it's not like instant chemotherapy death to cancer cells, which we're not all about either. It's about restoring the terrain. It's about, they work with things like the chi we talk about, and they can talk about energy in different ways, like it's a dry energy, a wet energy, and things like that. I'm not an expert in Chinese medicine, but I know people that are, and they do great work in helping you. So yes, if that's what you have access to, I would wholeheartedly endorse it. But also get Unlock the Power to Heal, because the minerals that we talk about, the enzymes, different things that we talk about, TMB and RSB together, unlockthepowertoheal.com, will give you a lot of insight what to do to address this cancer, any form of cancer, you know, and the Truth About Cancer series. Read as well Ty's great book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, as well. And so selenium, cervical cancer, of course, you could actually do infusions of silver hydrosol into the vaginal area through to the cervix if you can get it up that high, because silver carries oxygen with it. Cancer abhors oxygen. Silver heals tissue, downregulates inflammation. So there's a lot of wonderful options for your mother-in-law. And God bless you for wanting to help her in this way. But the question is she willing to go through the long-haul recovery versus the quick fix? Let's cut at you, patch and repair you, and drug you, and keep you alive at what cost and at what quality of life? That's a question for your mother-in-law. So anyway, she says, thanks for your time, and I loved watching you and many others on the quest for the cures. It was amazing. That was thanks to Ty Bollinger. And he's working on part two coming up in the fall, which is very exciting.
Nice.
And this woman, she didn't leave her name, but she says she's from Ontario, Canada. We have a lot of Canadian listeners.
We do. We do.
A lot of hockey pucks listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hockey pucks?
Yeah, a lot of hockey pucks listen to
it. Not everybody in Canada likes hockey.
You hockey puck. Well, that was who was the insult comic from Days Gone By?
The insult comic?
The guy who insulted everybody, right? In Las Vegas, whatever. He called everybody a hockey puck. He was actually the voice of the hockey puck. No, he wasn't the voice. He actually used that line, I think. You hockey puck. Come on, I can't think of his name. This is bad.
Hockey puck.
Oh, it's going to come back to me. Oh, see, now this is what I warned you about, Super Don. You
would have Rickles.
Don Rickles, thank you. But this is the kind of thing I was worried about, too, when I switched to the nighttime in the East Coast.
Are you suffering cognitive decline in the evening?
I'm going to have to start drinking my yerba mate later in the day. I haven't shifted yet.
I told you.
So look at me. The final half hour of the show, and I could already tell I'm grasping at things that I would normally have right there.
I'm guessing you didn't have any extra coffee left over from your daily enema, huh?
No, and it's not daily. Who says it's daily? I needed it because why? I was detoxing. I was herxing. And the thing that I was really...
I don't know, it was kind of awkward for me the other day when you were like, yeah, I just had some coffee. Oh, you did? Really? I was like, wow, look, Robert's having coffee.
I had
some leftover from my enema.
But look what I told Jenny to do to clean your ears out. So there. I mean, it's gross.
That won't be happening anytime soon.
Okay. Do not get that on video. We will not put that on the YouTube channel. I'm thinking also, remember, what I was lacking in that whole Herc scenario was I forgot to take enough selenium, especially a little extra, because I was purposefully detoxing. And that's an important part of realizing that you're going to bind the bad guys and get them out. You've got to have the selenium. Even if you're doing like things like the One World Way and Dr. Newsom's great stuff, Super Earth Energy Detox, you just want to make sure you have enough selenium in your system so that you can carry this stuff on out of the body. That's a good thing. So there you go. Another question of the day answered with a wonderful theme song, courtesy Super Don. You're amazing.
Hey, it works. And you know that Super Earth Energy that Dr. Newsom was talking about, that is some really interesting stuff. And I actually was very I was interested to hear about the fulvic acid.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with fulvic acid. We haven't talked about it, or at least I don't remember us talking about it a whole lot. And it's right. Interesting how that works with all the different things that it does. You know, I mean, anything from the anti-aging part of it to the increased libido, which, some people would be interested in.
I know. Go back to the archive and listen. And it's linked in there in the show notes. We link it up every day in the show notes. It's here available through GCN and Natural News Radio and podcasts around the world. We can't even keep a handle on all of them. And we'll have Dr. Newsom back on. Believe me, there's a lot more I want to talk with him about, Daniel Newsom. He's also going to be at the Cancer Control Society annual convention. Ty Bollinger will be there. We hope to be there. We're not sure yet. We're working on it. And there's an Autism One conference right before. Hey, this Thursday, August the 7th, that's 2 days from now, Little Mount Dora, Florida, I will be at the Vitality Bistro, lecturing at 6 Eastern Time, live, 7 to 9. Two nights from now, I'm doing a live remote, so I'll definitely be awake. You can come visit me at Vitality Bistro. Go to vitalitybistro.com. It's linked up, and we'll see you there. In the meantime, we got one more segment. You'll never believe what they're claiming prevents MS, and who wants a therapy chicken?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clarilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, most shows, once they solve the Ebola crisis, would retire and go home and never show up for work again. But not us here. We continued on with the show even after the first hour where we did that with John Rappaport. And we'll be here tomorrow talking about things with what? Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, Wednesday. And back on Thursday as I do a live remote from the Vitality Bistro. And hopefully you'll join us there for a great meal and a little lecture before the show. I'll be warmed up, ready to go. Now I'm yawning because it's late. It's bedtime for me. I got to get used to this schedule, Super Don, really. Couldn't figure out Don Rickles. Maybe it's a early onset radio host dementia.
Yeah, could be.
No, because I don't have hypoglycemia.
No high blood
anymore.
Pressure.
I'm not hypertensive. Maybe. Wait a sec. No, this is crazy. Here's a story. They're actually trying to figure out ways to give you more chemotherapy. They're now saying that HIV may prevent MS.
Oh, well, yes.
This is your scientist on crack. HIV will prevent you from getting... Listen, there is no HIV, my friends. It's just not... It's not there. Because it's nonspecific. It's cross-reactive. The test for it is not for it. It's another pharmaceutical fantasy. If you have immunodeficiency, you don't need a retrovirus, which has always been there, as are viruses, etc. But they basically said, hey, this one guy had HIV, we gave him anti-HIV meds, and he didn't get MS.
It's a cure for multiple sclerosis. Could you imagine that? It's like, hey, we've got this new thing here that will help you prevent getting multiple sclerosis. Oh, well, that's right. Cool. What do I have to do? Just get AIDS. What?
Right. And it's not. They're saying HIV. And they said, here, in 2011, a 26-year-old Australian man was diagnosed with MS several months after being confirmed as having HIV. What does that have to do with... Oh, well, we gave him anti-HIV drugs, and he remained MS-free for another 12 years. But MS isn't even MS. It's toxicological assaults on the nervous system. It's heavy metals. Okay, I'm getting a little ornery, and the show is about to be over. I better get to calm down.
Now you're ready to do a show.
What show? What show would that be? Well, how about the show about just call on Super Chicken? This would be a woman is fighting to keep her son's therapy chickens. We covered the disco therapy ducks a few weeks ago, didn't we?
We did. It was actually very interesting because there was a whole long list of animals that people use for therapy. I never would have guessed. I mean, like alpaca. Therapy alpacas.
And therapy ducks.
Ducks and stuff, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Now we got therapy chickens. No, I'm not okay. It's late at night. I should be in bed. Okay. Cats and dogs, well-known as therapy animals. What about chickens? Brownsburg mom Sherry Frushin says her son's chickens help him with his autism, but she's worried they're going to take away the hens because I guess their town doesn't allow it. But I think every town should allow chickens because every town needs more organic eggs,
yeah,
for instance.
Well, and in this case, I mean, I don't know that they use the hens for eggs, but I guess this town that they live in, you have to have approval before you can have chickens on your property.
If not, she's going to be fined $2,500. Man, it's enough of a problem to deal with a child that has been damaged to the point and injured to the point of autism that you're going to fine her $2,500. I mean, she's probably using every bit of money just to keep this kid going, knowing what we know about how difficult that can be.
Well, and, you know, the thing is with autism, there are lots of ways to help kids, you know, that have autism. Therapy animals is not that unusual. And in this particular case, taking care of the chickens is the therapy for them. Because, you know, I mean, if you have chickens, and I don't personally have chickens, but I know people who have, there's a lot of things that go into taking care of chickens. You know, you got to feed them.
Well, especially you got to fence a bit. If you got the coyotes that'll come and eat them. They are very easy catches.
This helps this kid with autism, and apparently the town officials are going after her because she has chickens. And, like as you said, I mean, he's got to get rid of the chickens in 10 days or pay a $2,500 fine.
Well, and remember, you were chasing a chicken like Rocky the other day. That's why you hurt your back. That's why you don't have any more chickens. It escaped, didn't it?
Chasing the chicken. Yeah, I guess those are other things I could have been doing with my chicken.
Okay. But,
yeah.
By the way, MS, prevent MS by what? Taking extra selenium? Extra essential fatty acids. Get on some CBD. Our friends at HempMeds, HempMedsPX.com. I think the code this month is SHW48 for the month of August to get 20% off. Mm. Also, silica. Loads of silica to nourish the nerves back to health. And, of course, all of that you can get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. So, thank you, my friend.
The show is over already.
Evening episode. Now I can take a nap. No, actually, Liam wants to be on his show next. I don't know if I'm going to make it. We'll see. All right, tomorrow, Outside the Box, Wednesday. And look forward to seeing you at Vitality Bistro on Thursday. Why would I do that? Because the power to heal is yours. Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all-natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.